Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Okay, Sunday Triple M NRL, we've got another special guest on the phone to speak to you boys. And that would be the victorious New South Wales Origin coach, Brad Freddie Fittler. Welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL, old mate.
G'day, gents.
Welcome. And hey, listen, just for a punter like me, congratulations. But when do you start preparing for Origin of next season? Because we sit back and think, I know there's a lot goes into it, but it's three games beginning in May. When does your work start again, Freddie, as New South Wales coach?
Well, most probably 4 days ago. I think straight away it's hard not to go into your own little review and how, you know, what you did and did training affect the, you know, the results and can we do anything different? And that's most probably the most effective way because it's the freshest in your mind. So already we've looked down and chatted about a bit of a review of, you know, the game three and also the series as a whole and could we do anything different and can we change things up next year? So, you know, going from that point of view, you sort of, you start straight away and it's, you know, it's on your mind, especially now because it is only 4 days after. It's an effective time to look at it.
Just on that then, Freddie, the early thoughts, what will you do different?
Well, I think we can mostly train a little bit different. There were some things, the fact is, you know, we had different players and just the way we played, maybe. I think we could sort of alter our training a little bit to suit that better. And I think the first got a couple of games, you're sort of trying to, you know, force them into a way to play and how we think we can beat Queensland and, you know, whether we sort of think more about, you know, what we can do and how what we do, what we would do best. And that's most probably the biggest, you know, thing that I sort of took out of training and then the game.
One of the things we did see, Freddie, that really excited, I think, New South Wales people this year was you went in and you picked a team quite clearly on form and you said it's about form and you said that before you announced your first side and everybody waited with expectation to see what you would come up with. And then you, even given that tip that you were going to look that way, I think you did surprise a lot of people. Now you've picked your side, though, you've picked a different side. Do you do the same philosophy next year and it's all about form, or will some of these guys have some credits in the bank about what they've done this year?
Well, I think there's, without a doubt, you get credit because you stood up to the big pressure. The biggest thing, most surely, Kenny, was, and none of the players came in with distraction. There was, you know, I don't think any of them were under huge clouds and, you know, going through the media with contracts and, you know, issues or anything like that. And that was one of the biggest things was to come in sort of clear-headed is the most important thing. Yeah, I suppose the other thing that really worked for us this year was the fact that a lot of Sydney teams were in good form and were filling the top eight. And I think, if anything, that was our biggest benefactor was the fact that they were used to winning and obviously training in heavy teams. And they came in sort of, you know, in with a winning attitude. So I think there's a few things that fell right for us this year. And hopefully we spoke to the players that, you know, the jersey's always got to come first. And, you know, if their lifestyle changes or things change next year, then they put the jersey under pressure.
Yeah, Freddie, my favourite player, mate, who grew into an Origin player would have to be Tom Trbojevic. I think what you did for him to change out of position from fullback to winger, mate, his go forward was absolutely brilliant. You know, last game, 258 metres. Mate, how impressive is he as a kid to train and coach?
Yeah, you've seen, you know, everyone knows about the family and the sort of, well, let's they live in at home. They're just really good people and they don't seem to be any flaws in their personalities. They're just really good people to be around. Jake's been around his other brother, Ben, and I know the mother and father well, and they're just really nice people. So, now, that's a great start. And then the fact is, to change positions, a lot of people sort of warned me about, you know, picking people out of position. And I just thought, I thought he was worth the risk. And I don't think anyone else was out of position bar him, but I thought he was worth the risk. Just, you know, what you see and what you get and you know, knowing the bloke and when I have actually spoke to him prior to the Origin series, I just thought he's someone that would really mix in with a group well. He obviously brings, you know, the size and the speed and all that. And the other thing they warned against was he doesn't normally bring the ball out of trouble that well. Well, you know, we sort of put a bit of a challenge to him and he did it quite easy, I thought.
Yeah. Freddie, there's been a lot of talk since the series, and it was a wonderful series, and it reinvigorated Origin for a lot of people. And even Game 3, the dead rubber, was one of the best rugby league games we've seen for a long, long time. But we just couldn't escape it controversy-free. We did have the man of the series named to a Queensland player for the first time a player in the losing series got the award. How does that sit with you?
Well, I think the fact is they're individual awards in a team game. So they have their role and they have their place and they're great discussion and a great way to reward people and some of our champions. So there is a small place for them, I think. It did come down to, they talk about the system. Whether you got a system or not, the last part of the current system means it comes back down to opinion. So it came down to Laurie, Mal and Darren's opinion. My opinion wasn't the same, and I would have, whether it was, Tom or James Tedesco, Maloney or Cook, I thought all four of them had a big say in the result of the series. So I naturally, being their coach, would have chose differently. So, it did come down to opinion. It wasn't the system. And I thought, my opinion is different to theirs.
Yeah, good answer. Because do you think we need an overhaul? One of the things I'm quite disappointed about is the NRL refuses to reveal the voting structure. And I've spoken to Laurie Daly personally, who said he's happy for his votes to be put out publicly. I understand Darren Lockyer and Mal Meninga have said the same thing to other reporters. And I think if they did that, at least then we could see the thought process that went through the decision-making that would at least take some of the sting out of what ultimately happened.
Yeah. Whether we need to know, that's really up to them. I thought it was the one thing I found, unusual was that how Billy was so far ahead. I thought the fact is in game two they had 12 players to win in the last 10 minutes and they didn't get the result. I just didn't understand why Billy would be that so far ahead with their opinion. So yeah. that was the only thing that I found confusing. But outside that, they're three of the best minds in the game. We put them there because we respect their opinion, and they came up with that opinion.
Yeah, fair call.
Hey, Brad, obviously you've been a champion player and Origin's so special, as a player. Was it much difference sitting in the coach's box to out on the field for you?
Yeah, that's a toughie, Gordy. I don't really remember. The one thing I always take into the coach's box, Gordon, is when you're playing and when you're playing on the field, there's not much. You can't listen. There's not much to listen to because you're sort of so into the game. And if someone comes on and says, with something from the coach, there's very little you can take in, I think. Yeah. So, in my opinion, was always, as minimal messages as possible because it's very hard to change the way a player's thinking that during the game. So, that was the only thing I found, Gordon, was, I took that into the box. As in playing and coaching, it's very hard. You forget a lot about what it was like to be in the middle. I think as a player, you're just so involved in the moment and you're just, focused on what's happening and trying to let your instinct kick in. While as a coach, you're sitting there watching and just the rare times you might be able to have an impact, whether it's an interchange or something you might be able to say, you just got to sort of save them up and try to make them as strong as you can.
All right, Freddie, we've got to leave it there, mate. Congratulations again and all the best for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much, Maroon. Have a great day.